Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier live here in Los Angeles. David, of course, joins me here. Hey, Davey, how are you?
Hey, Doogie.
And Benny joins us in Seattle. Hey, Benny, how are you?
Top of the morning to you. I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. So, quick story. This is just totally unplanned, but so they're doing construction work here in the studio, and I'm whispering because I don't want the guy to hear us, but there's this guy who I'm pretty sure hates us.
Really? Already?
Yeah. Hmm. So, he's usually working in one of the rooms, and then because our show is live, we have to kind of go in there and be like, can you put your drill down?
We ask him to be quiet.
Oh, right. Yeah, we've had that around here, too.
He's probably in his mid-60s. I don't know if it's the gay thing or the psychic thing, but he's always like, I guess I'll be outside while you do whatever the hell you do in there.
All you do is talk for a living.
But there's this, don't you think, David, there's like this aggression?
A little bit, but I do think part of it is us saying, stop doing your job.
Oh my God, he just walked by.
I'll give you a sledgehammer.
Smile.
I'll give you a sledgehammer. All right, construction zone here.
So if you hear anything in the background or if you, you know, see me seem nervous, it's because I'm being glared down by a construction.
Right down back there.
Whatever it is you're doing there. Speaking of awkward moments, oh my God. So last week I was talking about Oprah had scored a huge interview because she was going to be interviewing Paris Jackson. Well, snooze, boring, Paris is fine, she's lovely, she wants to be an actress, yada, yada, yada. Here's what was exciting. I didn't even realize that the second part of the show was that Oprah was interviewing 50 Cent. Fitty, I don't have enough street cred to say that properly. What's his actual name? She kept calling
Curtis
him.
Curtis Jackson?
I think you're right. I think it is Curtis. So,
kids in the hood these days, you know.
Here's the deal. Did you watch it, Benny? Of course not. I couldn't watch
Fitty in front of the boys.
Well, so here was the thing. So she meets him at his grandmother's house, which I believe was in Queens, the same house that he got shot at in front of those years ago. And in his grandmother's house, he was completely different. He was really quiet. He seemed very, very shy and kind of sheepish with her. And it was like a completely different part of his personality. I was fascinated by this.
Hmm. Well, his energy was very soft.
Didn't
he say that his grandmother, her rule is that he can't curse in the house.
To curse around her. And I mean, hello, have you listened to like any of his songs? There's quite a few cursing.
Yeah, but that's what Will Smith did in the beginning. He was cursing in his lyrics and his grandmother found his lyric book and said, you're not doing that anymore. And since then, he's always written positive lyrics. I know.
Really?
Yes.
Well, so then the big thing that they brought up is, I don't know if you guys remember this, but years ago, he had some negative things to say about Oprah. He had kind of, she had made some comments that, you know, his lyrics were misogynistic and...
Not specifically about him. I think she had a show. It was kind of a big thing when she would talk about
rap in general.
Rap and the hip-hop community, saying like that she didn't like that the use of the N-word.
Right.
And the way that they talked about women in a very disparaging way. I mean, those are all things that...
All fair
documented
points.
And true, but I think he took it to be like a personal attack on him.
Right. So he had said in an interview that he basically slammed her for having an all-white middle-aged audience. And that she catered to that and they are, you know, have a different demographic. And he's done a few things over the years. He named his dog Oprah, which, by the way, guys, not an uncommon dog name.
Just saying.
No, I have heard that before.
Seriously?
Yeah, but he did it publicly, like, you know, now I've got my dog Oprah. And his
cat was Gail.
And his cat was,
are you kidding?
No, totally.
Oh, that's awesome.
And his cat was Gail. Who, by the way, Gail was in the behind the scenes at the interview because she really, really loves him. So anyway, it starts getting really tense because Oprah brings it up and she's like, so did you just not like me? Or were you just kind of trying to stir up trouble? Like, why did you say all those negative things about me? And he really squirmed. And I thought, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but I thought his answer was interesting. He said that he assumed based on all of her comments on the community that he didn't like her. So rather than try to be her friend, he would at least be her enemy because then he would know where he stood.
Right. He felt that she didn't like him.
Right.
And so if she doesn't like him, then at least...
I'll just be your enemy.
I'll just be your enemy, which is an interesting response.
Yeah.
But
it's very honest, and I think a lot of human beings do that in general. So she kind of confronts it. They talk about their disagreements. They agree to disagree with the whole, you know, calling women, you know, the B word and, you know, using the N word and all that stuff. But then my favorite part is she brings up, why did you name your dog Oprah? And he kind of squirms and laughs. But then she asks this question. And I like screamed to David. I was like, write that down. So at the end of the interview, she says, now do you have more affection for me? Don't you think that's... Benny just made a face while taking a sip.
Why would she ask that?
Isn't that a weird question? Huh. Now do you have more affection for me?
I didn't have as big a reaction. You had a really... You did like a double take when she said... Is it the ego... Does it feel like an egotistical statement?
Yeah.
There you go.
What's wrong with saying, can we call a truce? Can we be friends now? I feel like I've connected with you and learned something about you I didn't know. But there's something about like... Burr, 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 burr. Now do you have more affection for me? Me? Oprah? I love this woman. Love her. I'm fascinated by her. I just thought that was such an interesting way to present a question. And even he was kind of like, I guess. It was just such a strange thing to say.
They're still both making a lot of money. Maybe
of
she's
course.
Trying to like smooth it over and like maybe start that bridge again.
Oh, well, he lives in Mike Tyson's old house.
That place in Connecticut.
It's like 50,000 square feet.
With the tigers, too? I don't know if
is
tigers,
he one of those people that is tigers?
I don't know. It was
very interesting. So part two of the interview is on Sunday, which is also Father's Day. So I suggest you say that that's what you want to do for the hour, for the day, Benny, is that you need to catch that part of it.
Yeah,
the
make sure
other part of the interview, she's interviewing all the Kardashians. Scandal.
That might be a little bit of a whirlwind for her.
Right?
That's a lot coming at her.
It's a lot.
Each one of those girls has something crazy going on in their lives.
And she even is interviewing the youngest ones, the like robot models or whatever their names are.
I don't even know their girls or whatever.
They were never on her actual talk show, right?
I don't think so. No, no. But it's very interesting to see who she picks every week, because I think Sunday nights are the nights that they get their largest ratings, and it's interesting to see, you know, all these interviews that she's going for, because it's working. I still never watch them live, but I think that's because I don't watch live television in general. Mm-hmm. Like, I just try to catch up on it. But it was a great interview, and I have to say, I feel like she's asking more pointed questions. Like, she's very comfortable. And there's something about having someone in their home, in their space. She tends to go to their space, which I think makes people feel a little bit more relaxed. And he cried. He even teared up, which was another interesting moment.
Well, now, wait. Fitty is an actor now. So, you know, he may have been able to draw that out.
He's an actor?
I didn't know that.
He's been starring in a few roles. You know how the rappers do things. You know, they get big.
Right.
And, you know, then they got all this
didn't
money.
Didn't he lose all that weight for some role?
Yeah, but he's also made some little key roles in other movies, too. So,
what are you drinking?
What do you mean, what am I drinking?
No, I'm serious.
Why don't you look at IMDb?
No, that gigantic.
I'm not going to get to that right now.
I want.
No, you don't need to know what's in there. I'm jonesing, okay?
Have I crossed a boundary with Benny?
No. It's not like a 40.
What is it? Is it a power energy drink?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. I was just curious. Just curious.
I'm not like, really?
So then
you're
another...
asking me. You're the one with the coffee overload over there some days.
I have had 2 cups of coffee. Aha! So another thing I wanted to talk about is Bethany Frankel. Her new talk show premiered, I believe, yesterday. Now, it only airs, I think, in like Philadelphia, L.A., New York, and I think Chicago, maybe another few markets. It's a test market. And here's the deal. I wasn't feeling great about it. I like her. I was curious how she would do every day. I got to say, it was spectacular. It was really, really good. For those of you that don't open with it, so Ellen DeGeneres is the producer. So it kind of looks the same at first. Instead of where the DJ is, they've got like a bartender with all of her drinks.
Yeah, the set looks
the
very
similar.
The set
has a very similar color scheme to it. But I thought she was really funny. They had like a sexpert on and were taking questions about sex. And they had, you know, like a view moment of like a group of people kind of discussing topics. But I thought it was really funny. And I'm starting to get the sense that that show was going to be quite successful.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of dispelled the rumors. All you keep hearing about is how she visited a divorce attorney and her husband visited a divorce attorney, and that's a lot to say. Visited a divorce attorney.
She was super nice. We interviewed her on Chat with Women.
What?
A couple months ago.
How was that?
Because we got the hookup. I mean, you know, that's how we roll.
So, what was she promoting?
Well, it was part of the whole skinny girl, you know, Margarita thing and her book that just had recently launched and stuff like that. So she's super nice. She didn't stay on very long with us, you know, because she had to do other interviews. But I found her very, you know, outgoing and personable. And so I think she should maybe try this talk show. It might have been, in my opinion, a little too soon for it.
Right.
Just coming off of the other show.
Well, I was just curious, you know, because I think of, like, right now the number one talk show is being Ellen, and Ellen's humor is very clean.
Yes.
You know, it's always positive. It's always uplifting. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very light hour. And one of the things that I like about Bethany, the reason I like to watch the show, is she is really biting.
Oh, she'll go there.
Yeah. And if you're and luckily, though, she can accept it as well. You know, it's a fair game for you to kind of joke with her. But she's definitely very biting. So I was curious to see how that related to an audience. And I think it went really, really well. But apparently they're not getting divorced, which makes me happy because
that's good.
Yeah, exactly. And I think she deserves that. So we wish her well. And if you're listening in any of those cities, I would suggest you check it out. But my prediction is it's probably going to be everywhere fairly soon. Guys, I'm going to be taking calls all this hour. My number is 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also tweet me questions at Dougal Fraser. That's Doug All, D-O-U-G-A-L-L, Fraser, F-R-A-S-E-R. David's obsessed with me getting more followers. I've been tweeting and I'm better at it.
I'm proud of you. You're getting much better.
Now that I get it, you have to, you can't really read everything because I'll log in and it's like 150 comments. And then I feel badly. Do you follow everyone back? But it's very overwhelming. But I'm getting it. I'm getting much better at it. So
we'll bring our studio audience for a minute. Good for you, Google.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So tweet me your questions and I will answer them live. When we come back, David Arquette was in Israel. Interesting story. Guys, things are happening today. Does the construction man hate me? I don't know. This is Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
It's your birthday. We gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Gratitude asks abundance, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which offers you the ability to multiply yourself according to your desires. I am that which sees you everywhere I lay my glance. I am that which opens wide the arms to you so that you can express your nature constantly. Gratitude is on a mission to create unlimited abundance by allowing it to circulate through you. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this unlimited creative potential every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life by expressing your own desires of abundance and placing them in our Seven Spheres of Gratitude origami box, which emanates powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on transformationtalkradio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Don't make you lose your mind. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Guys, if you want to give me a call, my number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I don't know if Brian's listening, but someone commented today. Every time I'm on hold, that guy is so nice. So, Brian,
good job, Brian. We hire only the best.
Exactly. All right, guys, we're going to go straight to our first caller. We've got Sharon calling from Portsmouth, Virginia. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Terrific. Thanks. What can I help you with?
Well, last week I got laid off from my job, and I need a little guidance here. I don't know where to go and what to do next.
Well, here's the interesting thing. I actually think that's a blessing for you. So the first image that I see when you start talking is I see lightning striking your house, which I know sounds dramatic, but that's actually a really positive change for transformation. Here's the deal. I think you were being underutilized at that job. First of all, they're going to be letting go of a lot of people. It's not just you, so don't take it personally. I feel like someone's come in and they need to justify their position, but you get a new job really quickly, and it's offered by someone whose name is Mike or Michael. This is someone who started their own company. It's fairly small, but you get to be very hands-on in the process. Now, in the beginning, how do I describe this? You kind of do everything. Like, they need someone to come in and organize things and also keep morale up and get people excited and unified, but you become a very intricate part of the process, and it feels like it's almost like your own company. Like, I feel like I'm trusted with all this information. I feel like I'm part of the family, and I really help to make it grow. Now, this is not a normal world for you. It feels technologically based, so at first you're like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but it's more about your personality that you get hired for. It's about making the team come together and help overseeing projects. But this happens in about 4 to 6 weeks. I keep seeing over again, Michael, Michael, Mike, or Michael, or something like that. And again, it's a small company that this person has just launched. Now, in the beginning, you're not quite sure what your position is. Don't worry about that. You're going to have time to figure that out. I think it's so grand floor. They're just kind of running around and they need people to help out wherever they can. But this loss of a job is a good transition for you. I would right now really work on projecting what kind of environment you want to work in next versus what kind of job. You are going to feel best when you feel like it's a family process, when it's a strong community, that you feel like everyone's a team player, and that's what I think the next position is going to be like for you. Okay, Sharon?
Do you know how I'm going to come about finding this job?
It feels social. It feels social, like you know someone who knows someone and you've been referred that way. Because I feel like you know the family or you know the people, so it feels like a social interaction versus just generic and out of nowhere.
Okay, so someone I know is going to offer me a job.
Correct.
In about 4 to 6 weeks. Okay.
All right, Sharon.
I sure hope that's true. Thank you so much.
Me too. You have a great day. Guys, we're going to go straight to our next caller. We've got Heather in Toronto. I feel like I should come to Toronto. Heather. Oh, my God. Is this the Heather?
I love you, Dougal.
Heather,
absolutely adore you.
You have been so patient. Is this the Heather that posts on Facebook? Like,
I'm okay. The one that's always on. I'm stalking you, Dougal. What can I say?
Heather, it's
I adore
okay.
you.
It's okay. We're moving. We're changing our address. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm so glad I got through. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Me too. So what can I help you with, Heather?
I am at a standstill in terms of my career and also in a relationship type thing. So,
well, here's the interesting thing. There's a disconnect when I talk to you. I feel the minute I hear your voice, I hear such great joy and such sweetness and real happiness. But then when I actually start to tune into your energy, I feel really sad. And to be honest with you, like, I kind of feel choked up while I'm tuning into you. I think there's a part of you that needs to really connect with what I'm describing as or feeling as emptiness right now. When I focus on your energy, I don't know, I'm speaking in the first person, but I'm telling you what I feel about you. I don't know where I belong. I don't know who I am. And nothing's giving me the same sense of passion that it used to. Here's the deal. I think you're a profound healer at the core of your being. You're definitely a maximizer. You feel things so intensely, so deeply, which is good. And you should set that to use professionally. I think you're at your best when you're giving advice to other people. But right now, there's like nothing that's making me excited. There's nothing that's making me excited for the day. Colors don't seem bright enough. You know, I don't feel crisp in the world. So we have to start making some bolder moves. In my opinion, you would be happiest giving advice to other people. That's what you do best. Did you ever study psychology in school or anything like that, Heather?
I'm actually in social services, and I am. I was working in a men's shelter.
Yeah.
I'm not keen about that place. It's kind of
heavy.
not the friendliest. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but I do, I took psychology and I love counseling. So
yeah,
that's the field that I'm really headed for. You're right.
That's what you're supposed to do. Here's the thing with social service work, because you're a maximizer like that, I think it would be very difficult for you to hear that intense of a life story and be able to keep it in the workplace. I would like you to work with people who are in not as much crisis. I would like you to work with people who are really striving to be the best that they can be. So I think you're changing your demographic. I think you're changing your audience, so to speak. You've fulfilled that role of the social work and you've done a really good job. And my feeling is, I would say in about January is when I see you up and running with the counseling work and doing really well. Very quickly about the relationship. So you're in a relationship now?
No, I haven't had one in a while.
Okay. I would focus on career first. Once career is up and running, then a relationship will manifest, but it's not a great time for you to be in a relationship right now.
So nothing's in the horizon.
Nothing's in the horizon right now, mainly because you're trying to find your own source of inspiration, your own source of passion. And first, that's going to come from career. And when things feel a little bit more settled financially, when things feel a little bit more settled emotionally, then you'll be able to manifest a more balanced relationship. Okay, Heather?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. So I wanted to talk about this story. So David Arquette, I think we saw this on like AOL News, was in Israel. He's the, you know him, he was with Courtney Cox. He was star of the movie Scream. And he was in Israel. Scream, sorry.
It happens.
And he's a big, comes from a big acting family, right?
Yeah, exactly. So he's doing this new show called Mile High, which is a terrible title, by the way.
Right.
Which airs on the Travel Channel. And so he was in Israel shooting a segment for this new travel show. His mother happens to be Jewish, which makes him, according to Jewish law, your mother has to be Jewish, right?
According to religious Jewish law, if your mother is Jewish, you are considered technically Jewish, even if you have no experience or with the rituals or anything.
Okay. So I thought this was interesting. So he was attending a bar mitzvah ceremony at the Western Wall in Jerusalem and was asked kind of impromptu if he would like to participate in it as well. He was very emotional, saying he was happy to be a part of the chain of Jewish people. And so he went through a bar mitzvah. So here's what I think is interesting. We were at the Western Wall like 3 years ago, and mm-hmm. I was kind of shocked at how like inspired I became, and you really feel the energy in the moment. But aren't you supposed to like go through classes and learn stuff about the Torah? And there's like a whole process. You can't just like
do it. What you're talking about is if you're a part of the community, you know, there are a lot of classes where you can like learn to read your Torah portion and do it in the synagogue. And it's this big, big.
I thought you had to do that.
You don't. I think what this guy was doing at the Western Wall with David Arquette, that's like outreach. So I think he was aware that his mother.
So could you go today and there would be someone there that would lead you through the process? Like,
yeah, I think what they do is they give you the tefillin, which is like the phylacteries. That's the leather straps.
Right.
And then they put those on you and then they probably hand you like a sheet of paper that has the Hebrew words written in English phonetically.
Uh-huh.
So he says the blessing. So I think it was more of like a ritual kind of a thing.
Well, there's something interesting about his energy type. You know, we've seen him on hikes before and just like in interviews and even watching the clip of him doing this, he seems like just such a sweet guy, but I'm worried about like how wide open his heart is. Like even when he writes about this, like he was very emotional and you can see in the image that he's really emotional and he clearly gets moved. But I think for people that are listening, I think he's, I want to say this politely, I think he's a good example of someone who doesn't know how to clear his energy. Like, it's so sweet that he jumps into things full throttle and 100%, but I also feel like he kind of loses himself in it. Like, even when he's on TV, like if he's doing a bit or a joke, like sometimes it goes a little bit too far and you can tell he's not pulling himself.
And he can't reel it back in.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And even in this situation, it's like, now I'll have a bar mitzvah and, you know, now I'll go this way and now I'll wear this crazy suit. And
well, didn't he just get out of rehab not too long ago? Like,
yeah.
I remember on Oprah on her last season, that was a big deal.
And it's interesting, like, you can tell that he wants to work because it's like, well, now I'm acting and, you know, now I'm gonna, you know, produce stuff and now I'm doing this travel show. And it all feels, I don't know why, every time I focus on his energy, it feels very frantic to me. And
chaotic,
I remember when we,
yeah
and mm-hmm. when we saw him on the hike, I kind of just wanted to stop and be like, take a deep breath. But I don't do that.
He was probably walking around in circles and stuff like that. Like, hey, where am I supposed to go? Over here. Let me follow
you
guys.
Do you remember that, David? He just seemed like very heavy energetically.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, I talk a lot of times, I always think there's certain personality types, and you'll hear me say on the show with callers, well, your heart is wide open. You need to work on that. He is a great example. That's exactly the personality type that I'm talking about. It's so loving. It's so great, but people can take advantage of it, and it becomes too much. So I just thought this was interesting. Like, he's in this moment. Yes, I'll have a bar mitzvah, and it feels very intense to me, but I think he needs to slow his energy down just to focus it a little bit.
He's had a lot happen to him in the last couple of years. So
totally.
Do you think this is maybe like a rebound off of the marriage and all the situation with that, with Courtney and all that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think he's trying to find himself.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a lot. And you know, he should work, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, he can do whatever he wants because they're loaded. But I just, there's something about his anxiety that I think was interesting. And I'd done a TV show a few years ago, and I'd made predictions about him about whether or not they were going to get back together. And I didn't think so. And I think it's because of that kind of intense energy that's a lot to take on. But anyway, it's kind of interesting to watch people like that, see that personality trait and kind of learn from it. I'm rambling. Guys, if you want to get a call from me, my number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, pregnant Snooki goes clubbing. Guys, what's happening? I'm Dougal Fraser. This is Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Have you ever considered leasing instead of buying a new vehicle? There are a lot of misconceptions about leasing. The facts are, a lease is tailored to fit individual driving habits. At Acura of Seattle, at South Center, they have developed an educational program to help you understand and dispel the many myths about leasing. It's called The Plan. On Friday, June 22nd, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Acura of Seattle is hosting a free educational event discussing the benefits of leasing versus buying and answering any questions you may have. I strongly encourage you to attend. For more information and to sign up, log on to AcuraOfSeattle.com or click the link on my website, thedrpatshow.com. Either way, I'll see you at Acura of Seattle on June 22nd.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. If you've got a question for me, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to go straight to our next caller. We've got Alana in Chicago. Is that right, Alana? Mm-hmm.
That's right. Hi, Dougal. How are you? Hi, everybody.
I'm great, Alana. How are you doing? Alana.
Cell phone thing there.
Hi.
There we go.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. Well, my question is, I started a new career actually this past February, and there's so many different ways I can go with it, and I get so confused. It's like, I could do that.
Well, the first color that I see around you is purple, and purple is the color of the leader. So you're supposed to be in a position of command. You're supposed to be in a management position. You're supposed to be overseeing people. People of purple have a great way of looking at someone else, seeing what their strengths are, seeing what their purpose is, and helping them set it into motion. So I actually see you overseeing a group of people. There's something about you making money from money that people make. It's like this whole kind of energy of connection in some way. I see a team of people around you. I'm going to say anywhere from 8 to 10. And it's like you give them advice. You kind of push them forward, but you're overseeing the entire group. You are best when you are in a management position and overseeing anyone. Has that manifested yet?
No, it hasn't. And I keep thinking that's the way to go because I don't know how to make more of me to make more money.
Oh,
so
I hear you.
So I figured that what you just said is I'm going to have to be a leader and have people. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to get stuck with office hours and
here's the good
like
part
that.
In the beginning you will get stuck with office hours. In the beginning, when it's ground floor and you're getting things started, it's going to be a little bit busier than normal. But I would say after about 4 months, once you've selected your team, and like I said, it's under 10, it's like 8 to 10 people, once you've selected your team and you can kind of oversee them, it's going to give you more freedom than you could ever imagine. I need you to be very confident in the way that you choose people. You were able to look across the room, and from a second, you know whether or not someone's a team player and how good they're going to be. So yes, in the beginning, it is going to feel like a transformation and it is going to be a little bit of extra work. But like I said, after about 4 to 6 months, once everything's up and running, it's going to be a really constant source of stream of income, and it's going to give you a lot of freedom. So if that's what you've been thinking of doing, I think today was the confirmation that that's the next phase you need to go into. The funny part about you, though, is I think, you know, you may not agree with me, but I think change kind of freaks you out. So a part of your day, the way you run things is going to have to shift a little bit. So there will be a little bit of anxiety of like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to make this happen? It's going to be fine. So I think that's also what you're resisting a little bit. But know that this is the key to financial freedom, more so, because you've done pretty well. But this is the key to more financial freedom, and this is the key to more free time. So you should be in a management position, overseeing a group, and that's how you'll make more money. Okay?
That part, that sounds great. Thank you. And the other part to that component is there's so many different ways to go with this massage therapy. There's the clinical, which is what I trained for. And then there's a lot of other things that attract me, the spiritual aspect, bringing in the Reiki or working with the animals. And I'm starting to take all these different classes, and I'm not focusing on just one thing. And I don't know if that's
I wouldn't focus on one thing. You know, it's kind of the same thing with me. We have moments on the show where we're really deep, and the next thing I'm talking about Snooki. Like, what's wrong with
Hooray!
Me? And I, Benny's favorite. And I used to think that I had to pick. You don't have to pick, Alana. The kind of mosaic of your life and all of your personality, that's part of what people find so charming, and that's what people are going to be pulled to. So you can do everything from sports massage to, you know, balancing chakras. That's okay. That's what people like you. The important part is to have a team of people underneath you. The space that you create, the team that you organize, that's what's going to make it grow. So you don't have to pick anything. You can do it all, okay?
Okay. And do you see that happening this year or next year?
Oh, no, definitely this year. I would say you are full throttle into making this happen in the month of September, and then it's 6 months after that when you finally feel free and you see that extra income coming in.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, guys, we're going to take our next caller. We have Karen in Everett. Hey, Karen, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm good. Where's Everett?
Everett is just north of Seattle.
Oh, are you going to come see me in July?
Well, when is that?
So here's the deal, Karen. I'm going to be at the East West Bookshop, and I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but they made a mistake. It's so cheap. I'm doing an event on Friday night. They printed the wrong price. It's $10. It's cheaper than a movie, people. Wow. So you have to come see me.
You get a bucket of popcorn, too?
I know, exactly.
Nice.
I was like, $10? Stephen, hello. But anyway, I'll be doing a talk at the East West Bookshop on July 13th, and then I'm doing a workshop on July 14th. But Karen, this is your moment to shine. How can I help you?
Woohoo! Well, I heard you talking about colors before, so I thought I'd check with what colors are for me, and then I'm in that career transition trying to figure out what's the best direction for me to go in.
Well, I see two colors around you. I see pink and I also see a really light scarlet. But I have to ask you a question. Was your mother a perfectionist?
Probably more me than her.
Well, so here's the interesting thing. Pink light is the light of perfection and unconditional love. But I think you get this issue from your mom. I think your mom was a perfectionist. There feels like an interesting kind of karmic dynamic between the two of you, where there are certain traits about her that I really like, and there are some things that I don't want you to repeat. I think your mother can get stuck, and if it doesn't feel good enough, it's like she doesn't continue with it, and that's a bit of a problem. Sometimes I think you're looking for the perfect environment, the perfect person, the perfect situation, and that just doesn't exist in the world. Everything is raw. Everything has rough edges. That's part of living on the planet. That's part of who we are. So what you're looking for right now is that passion. That's where that red light comes in. Someone who has scarlet, that color that I'm seeing around you, which I would say 80% of your aura right now is pink and the other 20% is that scarlet color. I would like it to be the reverse. Someone who has mostly scarlet in their aura kind of jumps at things. They don't hesitate. They don't think about it. They go for it. You're thinking too much right now. You're waiting too much right now, and you need to be a little bit more bold. Ultimately, there's a teaching energy to you, so I think you're going to get into some kind of job where you're a facilitator or teaching some kind of dynamic or energy information, but that's someone who doesn't hold back. You will feel best when you don't hesitate and you just run with it. But after you get off the phone with me in the next couple of days, I want you to think about your mom. I want you to think about her success level. I want you to think about whether or not she was a risk taker, because it's something that needs to be looked at. In this lifetime, part of your journey is releasing the perfectionist aspect of your being and making bold choices without hesitating. Once you can do that, it's going to make you feel very alive and very connected to your day. Okay?
Sweet.
Great. Well, thanks for the call, Karen.
Sweet.
Okay, we're going to take one more quick caller. We've got Jane in Massachusetts. Hey, Jane, how are you doing?
Oh, hi. Great. I'm so excited that you're taking my call. Thank you.
Jane, let me ask you a question. You say great, but when I start to talk to you, my heart starts to hurt a little bit. I feel very vulnerable right now. Like, I feel like, not that I'm being judged, but I feel very exposed. I don't know if you're going through this new phase where you're trying to be like more honest with people, but I feel very vulnerable at the moment. There's something about the year 2012 that's about vulnerability for you. When I say you can be a great actor, I don't mean like on stage and that's what you're going to do for a job. But I think sometimes in your goal to present an image that everything's okay, you forget to let people kind of cater to you and love you and take care of yourself. It feels like you identify more as the giver. It's like you want to give energy to other people, which is fine, but then you kind of miss out. And there's something about this year where I feel really proud of you for being more vulnerable, for letting people see what's going on with you. But I feel it's making me feel nervous. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I lost my house to foreclosure last year, and I really kind of had to accept help from people.
Good for you.
I had to give up my job and move, and I took a waitressing job just to make money, but it sucks.
Yeah. And here's the deal. The fact that you even laugh about that, the fact that you even can say it, I find that very charming. I find that very real. Bear with me here. So in my opinion, you have gone through what I would consider to be the rock bottom of your life. This was a moment that was pretty difficult. You've lost a lot of things, and now you are building your way back up. You are going to think I'm crazy. You are going to get a job in what feels like either the beauty industry or something like that. But I keep seeing like a salon environment, but it's not like haircutting. It's a little bit more close to wellness and like taking care of someone and like holistic stuff. But you get a job in that environment and you end up loving it, like aromatherapy and oils, because I keep smelling stuff. But it's someone who already owns the space, and you get into that and you absolutely love it. There's something about the environment that makes you feel really safe. There's something about the environment that makes you feel really good. But all of the heaviness that you've experienced, it's done. You've finished that cycle. You've gone through it. You've realized the energy of vulnerability. And now it's about building your life back up. So my prediction is you have the waitressing job for about 4 to 6 more months. And that's when you start transitioning to what feels like to me beauty and or wellness. And you love it. I think part of your purpose in this journey of this lifetime is helping people to relax and helping people to find their own kind of like inner goddess, like beauty energy. That's the direction you're going to be going in.
Wow.
Sound good?
Wow. That's very unexpected.
Well, trust me, the waitressing job is not much longer. It's going to be something very different, and I think you're really going to like it. Okay, Jane?
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Guys, so I've been teasing about it. Let's talk about it. Pregnant Snooki goes clubbing.
Woohoo!
At least she's not living in the house, right? We agree with that.
She chose not to live in the house, which I think was the right decision.
I think so, too. There will be a lot going on for her.
Apparently, she was at Karma. She was seated the whole time. But I think she has to go at this point. What is she going to film a season of that and not go?
That's what I was going to say. It's like she's in a difficult position because that whole cast, they became famous for partying on the Jersey Shore. And she now has a baby to provide for. So she kind of has to go.
Right.
So I think it's good that she's not living in the house, but I don't see how she could get around not going to the club with them. Although, isn't that bad for the unborn baby to be like in a loud nightclub?
What? I don't think so.
I don't know. Like the beating of those.
No, it's good for the baby.
Yeah, I don't. It's good for the baby.
Beats are good for the baby.
No,
I have two. I mean, they love beats and they
right.
still love music.
I don't think that's a problem. I would think more it's that the energy, to be honest with you, I think would be difficult because people are kind of crazy and there's always fights there. But I also read they each get $2 million per season.
See, it's contractual. She has to go.
$2 million. If I were pregnant and getting $2 million a season, I'd go too.
Right?
I mean, my God. Guys, when we come back, I want to know what Benny's doing for Father's Day. I got to know everything. I'm also going to take one of your Twitter questions. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with us. I hit the floor cause that's my plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands. Give me some space for both my hands.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Have you ever considered leasing instead of buying a new vehicle? That's what I do. There are a lot of misconceptions about leasing, and I am so thrilled that I have found the Acura of Seattle folks to help us understand the whole enchilada. The facts are, a lease is tailored to fit individual driving habits like mine. At Acura of Seattle at South Center, they've developed a really cool educational program to help everyone understand and dispel the myths about leasing. It's called The Plan. Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Acura of Seattle is hosting a free educational event, and they're going to be telling all of us about the benefits of leasing versus buying and answering all of the questions that we have. So why don't you join me there? For more information and to sign up, log on to AcuraOfSeattle.com or click on the DrPatShow.com website for more information. You know, in any event, I'll see you there and get ready to lease a brand new vehicle.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. So I'm going to take a Twitter question. Oh, I just got a new one. Okay. Hey, Jane. So Jane says, I've had some crazy shakeups lately and I'm walking on a fence. What do you see going on? Which job am I most suited for? So, Jane, here's the deal. I don't think it matters right now. I think the universe isn't really attached to what you pick. You know, a lot of people think that their purpose is connected to their profession, and that isn't always the way. A lot of times your profession kind of feeds your bank account. It takes care of your life and then you can explore other aspects. So I see you doing more of a, you asked between writing and healing. I see more writing versus healing work. I think you'd make more money in that direction. So I would pick that, but the universe doesn't really care. The universe just wants you to feel productive. The universe just wants to make sure that you're taking action. But the first gig that you get connected to writing, I don't think is anything to do with like your personal ideas and concepts. It's just a professional job. And then once money's coming in, you can explore the healing stuff in other areas of your life. But thank you for the question. So Benny, Sunday's Father's Day.
It is.
What are you going to do?
I have no idea.
Really?
So far it's been kept pretty quiet, but I have a gift floating around the house, but I've been told not to look for it.
Are you? Would you look for it?
Well, from the past, probably.
Really?
From when I was a little kid, I used to look for all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I only did that one year. I found Christmas gifts in the guest bedroom.
Too.
And it was not, I was excited that day, but then on Christmas morning, It was really boring.
I know.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I know.
Oh, really? Now I know what to get you.
It was big. It was big at the time.
No, it still is. What are you talking about? I actually found the telescope I was looking for.
Oh.
And so I opened it up and started putting it together. And then I'm like, I should put it back together. And so
did they know you found it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think my parents did too. Yeah, but I have to say, I did think, years after that, I was like, oh, it's just not worth looking for.
Exactly.
So I want to share a story about why last week I was told to rush to the emergency room because perhaps I had a blood clot.
What?
I know. So here's the deal. This story is
ridiculous. This is major. You didn't even tell me this.
No, it's ridiculous. God. I'm embarrassed to even share it. We have Kaiser Insurance, Kaiser Permanente. And the way that it works when you want to make an appointment, and I haven't been to my doctor in like 4 years. I don't go to the doctor. There's never anything wrong with me. I'm just one of those people. I know, QI roll. So I decided that I should go to the doctor because it's been a really long time. And I just want him to like know me so that if I do get a cold, I can, you know, call quickly and just, you know, so he's not like, who is this freak? And on the flip side, also, I've been working out like a lunatic, like a crazed person. And during the week, I've been having pressure in the right side of my chest, but I knew it was muscular. I knew that I had just pulled something, so I wanted to talk to him about it because before in exercise classes, I've like herniated a disc and I have spine issues, so I just wanted to talk about it. That's it. I just wanted him to be aware of it. So I call the doctor and they ask questions. They're like, so what's the point of the appointment? And I was like, oh, I just want to, you know, I haven't been in a while, so I thought I'd make an appointment. Oh, and I needed to get something checked. I wanted a... what's it called, David?
Skin?
Dermatology referral, because right. I had like something from the sun. Minor stuff, not important. And I said, and I also wanted to talk about the pressure that I've been feeling in my chest. I'm pretty sure it's muscular. Please hold. So they put me on hold and they direct me to someone else. Mr. Fraser, I'm going to ask you questions about your current chest issue. And I was like, it's not an issue. I've been exercising a lot and I'm pretty sure I just pulled something. So I wanted to talk to him about it. Mr. Fraser, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I need you to reply yes or no to these questions. So they're like, do you feel the pressure in your chest now? Yes. Do you feel it in your jaw? And I was like, yeah. Do you feel it in your shoulder? Yes. Does it go down your arm? And I was like, yeah, but and then I kept saying it. I was like, but I've been working out a lot and I'm pretty sure that I just pulled a muscle. It's not that big of a deal. And then are you feeling it right now? Yes. And then this was the clincher. She goes, have you been on a long flight recently? And I was like, well, I had flown from Miami on Monday. So I guess that's a long flight. Mr. Fraser, I need you to follow these directions immediately, and I need you to not question me. And I said, okay. And she was like, I need you to hang up the phone. I need you to find a baby aspirin, and I need you to chew it up and swallow it immediately. And I went, aren't we being a bit dramatic right now? Mr. Fraser, I then need you to have someone drive you to the emergency room immediately. I need you to make them check in. And I was, and I'm like listening to her and I was like, I just want to make an appointment with the doctor. Mr. Fraser, does anyone in your family have a history of blood clots? And I was like, well, yes. And she was like, Mr. Fraser, if at any time you become dizzy, I need you to call 911 immediately. And I kept going, aren't we being a little bit dramatic? And then I was like, and isn't the heart on the left side of the chest? Do not question me, Mr. Fraser. So then like the power of persuasion, like, or suggestion, I'm like, oh my God, maybe I'm one of those people that is currently having a blood clot and didn't know it. So I go into the living room and David's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, apparently I need to like snort a baby aspirin and you need to race me to the emergency room.
Immediately. David, don't ask questions. Just
so he was like, okay. So, and he was like, what happened? And I was like, I don't know. She kept asking all these questions and I kept saying yes, but I kept telling her, I'm pretty sure it's muscular. So we live really close and I was like, all right. So we go, I get online and they're like, why are you here? I explain what the woman said on the phone. And all of a sudden it was like, Mr. Fraser. And I'm like whisked into a room and they're like, take your shirt off. And I was like, aren't we being dramatic?
Again?
And they're like putting suction things on my chest, which by the way, totally hurts chest hair, FYI. And I'm getting like a cardiogram and I was like, and then the doctor comes in and he's like, why did you call 911? And I said, I didn't call 911. I was just going to make an appointment with my doctor. And he started laughing and he was like, what did you tell them? And I said, I was experiencing chest pressure. And he was like, oh, well, if you say chest pain, I didn't say pain. So he was like, oh, it sounds like it's muscular, but while you're here, why don't we run some tests? So within an hour, I had blood drawn, I had a cardiogram, I had a chest x-ray, and the doctor came in and he was like, they get a little dramatic, and you know, by law, if you say it, isn't that ridiculous?
I don't think so. I think they're just being overcautious, which is always a good thing, but then again, maybe they were slow that day.
But the woman next to me, so I said the woman next to me is bleeding. There's like an older woman whose like face is bleeding, but they're focusing on me, and they kept running in, how bad is the pain? And I was like, there is no pain. And so what the doctor said is that if you come into the emergency room and you say that it's for anything in the chest, by law, they have to do a series of tests in 20 minutes. So I'm blocking the poor bleeding lady because I could have a heart attack. Blood clot.
It was scary for about 20 minutes and we didn't know what was going on. But on the bright side, I got some very amusing photos of you.
Yes, you did. No.
Why not? Is this before or after the chest hair was pulled? Because these are important. These are important days we're coming up on. And
It's just so funny to be told to rush to the emergency room immediately because you could have a blood clot or a heart attack. And then literally 40 minutes later, he was like, you are in great health.
Well, I've been down the same road. You know, I tore my ACL on my left knee. And, you know, after doing the surgery and all that, it was still swollen for 2 weeks. And it was still swollen after the period where it should be going down.
Right.
So I went and saw someone and they're like, it's possible you could have a blood clot. And I went down that same road. So I literally the next day we're like, we're getting you in. We got to go right away. Yeah. And they obviously you can't delay on those sorts of things. And
well, and I watch a lot of episodes of ER, so I'm calling out things like I know what I'm talking about. I'm like, isn't the heart on the left side? And they're like, yes, be quiet. And I'm like, wouldn't I have swelling if it was a blood clot? Yes, be quiet. But I feel like I'm like little Doogie Howser. I know what I'm doing. But it was it was a very hysterical moment. And I felt like a little bit of an idiot when we walked out completely fine. But God, way to be thorough.
At least you were calm in the whole situation, though, too. Some people would obviously freak out.
Oh,
well,
I had a moment.
I know.
There's definitely a moment where you think, well, because you hear those stories, like it does happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then I'm going to be on some Discovery Health show where they reenact it. And it's very exciting. But I'm fine. But I thought that was interesting.
Good.
Anyway,
glad
I thought you'd enjoy it.
Because you came back for another show. So that's good.
Exactly.
That's all that matters to me, right?
So, guys, on tomorrow's show on CBS News Guy Radio at 1 o'clock, I'm going to have Danielle McKinnon on with me. Don't forget, I'm doing an event with Danielle in Mountain View, California. That's just in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's just south of San Francisco. We're doing a Friday night talk, and then we're doing a workshop on Saturday called Blockbusters, which is going to be really interesting. So we're going to talk about it tomorrow, give you all readings, and give details on the workshop. If you didn't get through today and you want to talk to me personally, you can call 1-877-936-8425. Again, that number is 1-877-936-8425. Or you can always go to dougalfraser.com and click the appearances pages. Oh, my frequent flyer miles. I'm going to be in Dallas. I'm going to be in Maine in Dallas in July, Mountain View in June. We're also going to be in Seattle in July. I'm going to be in New York in August. I'm going to be in Maine in August. What is going on? It's a lot.
You're logging some miles, some serious miles. That's a good thing. It's good for you.
Calling the airline, I'm like, which confirmation code is where and what's happening?
Just bring the baby aspirin. I guess that's all you need. You know, just in case. You know, you might need to chew on a couple real fast.
Bring the baby
David,
aspirin.
That's priority right there. It should go right in the little man's, your little nurse there.
Okay? Oh, no worries.
Okay.
And the one other thing I'll say before we go, the one thing for my blood work is they were like, oh my God, your potassium is very low. And I said, well, what is it? And they were like, it's 3.4. And I said, well, what's normal? And they were like, 3.5.
Seriously?
That's what I said. Geez. I was like, I'll just eat a banana and move on with my day.
Another banana will cure it.
Exactly. All right, guys, I hope you have a great day. Trust your hearts. I'll be live again tomorrow on CBS New Sky Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come on. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. Footsteps even lighter.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.